getting ready.
Yeah, we're gonna set up. We're setting up Vern's Wi-Fi now. He's got to update that Podbean.
It's on.
Ba ba da ba da ba da. Hello, everyone.
Ba ba da ba ba.
Guess he didn't turn it on.
I thought I turned this shit on.
Not mine.
Okay, all right. Now. So now. Hi, friends.
Hi, classy.
Hi, family and friends. How is everyone?
We got a lot of people in the room.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
Nice to see up there. I know we have Jen, Eric, Birdie. Who else is in there? Juan, wow. Rody Boss, Nemo, Classy. Okay, this is going to be fun.
Something's changed on my Podbean and it's bumming me out.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. I can't
there you go.
See who's in the room right now.
What is it?
My guest list is gone, and all I can say is... Boo! Bop-a-dop-bop-bop. All right, well, you know what? It is also not just a regular day. It's an extra special day. But we're going to get into that later. Because you've come on a very special day.
Very special day.
Yeah.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Oh, there it is.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, and this is good.
Yeah.
There we go.
A day of happy, happy thoughts.
Today.
Okay, here we go.
D-D.
We're getting ready?
Okay. Ready.
We about ready?
Almost there.
Ready.
Yep. Yeah, we're ready.
iPhones. So, see, we don't do iPhones, and so we don't know anything about them.
There we are. Okay.
Now you found us. Follow
and
us.
Now you'll
and
have to turn
live.
Your volume down. Because you can hear it.
Here we go.
You're listening
perfect.
To the Everything
Perfect. And now
Swallow
you can chat
podcast
off
with
your
Sean
phone with
Swallow.
People in the room, just like mine.
Man.
So yours will fill up like this and start to look like this. As
just
started.
In time, you guys.
I know.
High fives over there.
I love it. Let's do this, bitches. That's what Classy says. Let's do it.
Now, you have not heard this.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
I like it.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The Swallows are here. The Swallows are here.
Wow.
Hello.
Nice. Look at you. You're loud.
Look at me. I'm loud.
I think I might have turned my headphones up on accident.
You did.
Vernon is here in the house with us. Everyone, welcome our friend Vernon. How are you, bud?
I'm excellent. Thank you very much.
That's good to see you.
After two Bloody Marys, I'm really excellent.
That's right.
Well, strong only, Bloody Marys.
You're
one
warm.
Strong Bloody Marys.
They're only a regular 2-ounce shot.
I like it.
It's just a 4-ounce glass.
You're trying to get me drunk, Sean. I know what you're doing.
It's not just you,
trust
I promise.
Me, if I go to the restroom, I'm taking my drink with me.
Yeah,
I'm not leaving my drink here in front of you.
I just follow orders, bro.
That's right.
You got me down in your basement.
Yeah, I'm the master puppet.
Massage table's right
the
over there.
Master.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yes, the massage table was already set up.
The sex guy all liquored
and
up.
And candled.
You know what? You fit in so well.
And these candles are always down here.
Right. We had you put that robe on when you got here.
You heard the song, you know, make yourself comfortable, put on your house coat. That's
that
customary.
Is our joke, though. That is what I told Sean. I said, because that song, I made it accidentally. I should know better.
Yeah.
I came home from work, sat down. We were going to podcast, put my headphones on. Sean's busy. And so I'm just listening to the music, singing in my head. Well, my mic's on, so it catches everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he's like, here you go. Because I just got home. I was like, yeah, man, put on your house coat, which I would normally do, right, and get comfortable. But it fits us so well.
It does.
So it's I told Sean the
it
fun
was,
thing.
It, what she's saying is it was kind of a buzzed, impromptu song that she was singing mm-hmm. that I secretly recorded and then mixed together with that music to make that intro. And then when we were ready to do the podcast, I played it back for her for the first time, and she was not happy.
I was like, what in the hell? But then I told him, you know what? We should have house coats.
Yeah,
everyone should put a house robe on when they come.
It should be embroidered, have our logo on the back.
Step into the closet, mm-hmm, put your robe on. Come on out.
Well, yeah. When you come in, because
leave your shoes and your clothes at the door.
You know, I don't know where you've
clothing's
been.
Optional.
It's good. It's clean off. You know what I mean? Put the robe on. We have a little area for
sometimes, you know, de-licing. You gotta leave everything at the door. De-licing.
I see that shower in Tank Girl.
I know.
When she goes and she pulls it and that sexy music is playing and like
all the de-licing powder falls
dust
on her.
Dust or whatever just comes on her. Yeah. Yeah.
Tank Girl.
You seen
that's
that movie,
Tank
Girl?
Yeah. It's a great
it's
movie.
It's ridiculous. But,
no, I haven't.
It is a movie about a comic book, pretty much.
So, yeah,
about
it's good.
And it's a post-apocalyptic story about a girl.
Well,
and,
let's do a little recap here and remind everybody that we had Vernon on our show, gosh, a while ago now.
Back in October. Before, I remember Halloween because you were getting ready for your Halloween party.
Yep, we were getting ready for the Giant Ass, which was awesome, and you need to come to it.
Oh, you missed it.
Yeah.
I won't miss another one.
No.
Because we're going to have one in like
Fire Throwers.
August.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, we're going to have one as
when
soon
can
as
we have
we
can.
If I'm in Denver, I will be here.
I know. You've been traveling all over the place.
I travel
How long have you been gone?
Well, I've been gone this time. Let's see.
Because you started out when we talked to you in October.
October 15th.
You were going 15th. To go to Mexico.
I did. I went to Mexico, went to Cancun and Playa del Carmen, and went to a huge Tantra festival in Mexico and spent a week there.
Oh, wow.
And then I spent about 5 weeks in Playa del Carmen just kind of kicking it and being on the beach every day and relaxing. And then I went on to Guatemala to a Tantra, more of a retreat than a festival. And spent a week there. Just had the best time. And finally, I came back because I didn't realize when you go to some countries, if you don't have exit strategy or you don't have a ticket out, you have to get one at the airport. So I booked my one-way flight because I'm a one-way kind of guy.
Right.
So I just travel and I don't know how long I'm going to stay. I might stay 2 weeks, 2 months. I don't know. When I get tired, I pick up and I leave. So I book a flight to Guatemala from Cancun. And it lets me book a one way, but then when I get to the airport, I check my bag and I take my bag behind the counter. They're like, "So what's your return itinerary? What's your exit itinerary?"
And you're I said, I don't have one. They're
I said,
"No,
I don't know how long you want to stay." They said, "You have to have one to go to Guatemala. You can't just go indefinitely."
Yeah.
And so they made me stand there at the counter and pull up like Expedia
and
book
a
flight right then. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to go back to Denver after I leave this. I don't know. And I spent like $500 on a ticket because then I had 5 minutes to do it.
Yep. Yeah.
And so I didn't know that some countries are like that. So I learned,
take
I learned
your ass out.
Yeah. Guatemala, write
Get
that down.
Yeah, well, I know. Yourself.
You got to have an exit strategy. Yeah. They won't let you go.
When we were in ministry, the youth pastor wanted to go to New Zealand. Well, he had a wife and three kids, right? So, okay, fine. Y'all get your visas. You all go to New Zealand. Get over there. He gets her pregnant because, you know, they're Christians. They don't use birth control. So they get pregnant over there. And then she doesn't know, of course. She goes to the doctor because she's not feeling well. And they're like, you're pregnant. And she's like, what? And they're like, you got pregnant here. And she's like, oh, I must have. And they said, okay, goodbye. And within a week, they kicked him out of the country.
Holy
Get out. Cow. You're not using our health care. Nope. You're not getting any free thing for free. That baby you're carrying right there is not going to be a New Zealand baby. So go. And it was they showed up, and we were like, what happened? You were only gone like 2 months.
Yeah, well, what's husband is my what's wrong is my husband's horny.
That's you still what? Be horny all you want.
Yeah.
Cover that shit up.
Cover it up.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Pull out doesn't always work, right? Sometimes you're like, oh, that's so great. Oh, wait, pull out.
Are you talking like out of Guatemala?
Yeah.
Because that's what he had
pull
to do.
Out.
Yeah. They want to know my pull out strategy.
Yeah, yeah.
They I said, I'll only go in a little bit. I'll pull, yeah. I promise I'll pull out.
I promise.
Just
I promise.
The tip.
I won't get anything.
I'm just going in a little bit.
Infected or impregnated.
That's
I'm out.
Just to see how it feels.
Well, you were here
Mrs.
on.
The sheriff is here.
So you were here on October 15th. And now we're here, we are on June. Fourth.
And thank you for having me back.
Oh man,
it's
we've been waiting
privilege.
For you to
it's
just come
honor.
Back in town.
I'm back.
Yeah, I feel like you came back for a minute and then you were gone.
It seems like that sometimes.
7.5 months.
It seems like that.
You packed a lot in 7.5
well,
months.
Well, because then you came back to the States and then you how long have you been traveling this
just
last round?
This last round was about 8.5 weeks or so. I mean, a few weeks were quarantining in Indiana at my family's house, and then I built up clients, and they took me all the way to South Carolina and then up the East Coast to Rhode Island and then through Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kansas, back to here. So I and I usually drive, and I try to pick up clients as I drive. So I think I hit 18 states, 7,000 miles.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
18 states. Did you have clients in all 18 states?
Well, no, not
all
18
states. Or that's just driving through, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think I had a couple in Indiana, Kentucky, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, back in Indiana, then on through to Illinois, Kansas City,
wow.
And then here.
Yeah. And you're driving all that by yourself.
Yeah, I love it, though.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just me and my car.
Mm-hmm. How do you go out booking these clients when you're out on the road? And first of all, I guess we should just kind of backtrack and let everybody know. I put the title up here that you're the Tantric Cowboy. So you're traveling across the West.
So I got that moniker when I was in Guatemala because I wear my cowboy hat a lot.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I was in Guatemala at this Tantric Retreat, that was the moniker that they labeled me as the Tantric Cowboy. And I'm like, I like it. Let's go with it.
Yep.
Well, considering
on a steel horse I ride.
Yeah, right.
That's John's song.
Considering that you are bald, you know what I mean? A cowboy hat's probably a good choice. It's that or a fedora, you know what I mean?
I've got one of those too.
Yeah, but those are hot. Hat. That's a winter.
Well, especially
that's a
on
winter
the beach.
Hat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially out in the tropical weather. Yeah. That's a straw hat.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Wet it, put it back on your head.
See, I'm a straw hat kind of guy.
Yeah.
I like the big floppy straw hats kind of things. But so we should just back up and kind of tell people what that might mean. You know what I mean? We went through it, and you decided what you told me the words to use are professional, sacred, intimate. And so I kind of want to back up and explain what that is and then how that translates into you picking up clients and traveling 7,000 miles across the country. And then I want to go all the way back and I want to find out how Shane and I can go to a tantric retreat.
Okay.
Or a tantric seminar or whatever those first two things were.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to go front to back.
That's like ass to mouth.
No, that's back to front.
Yeah,
that's back to front. Yeah, we're going to start front to back.
Okay, yeah, that's the right way you should go.
Yoni to Mahoney. That's what we're doing.
Mahoney.
Yeah, from you know.
Police Academy.
Even I was like, what the hell? Where's it from?
I got it.
Yes.
I kind of want to become a personal, sacred, intimate with my wife. I think we should become a...
I think you already are one. I'm just not walking.
And I think that we need to become more mentored. And so I want to find out exactly how you become that and tell us about how that translates into... traveling across the country.
All right. Well, so most people are familiar with what a talk therapist is, somebody who's a counselor, a psychologist.
Right.
They might go to them for relationship issues or intimacy issues, sexual issues, but you go see a counselor who talks to you. There are talk therapists, and then there are touch therapists. We're a little more under the radar, but sometimes touch therapy is more of what people need versus a talk therapist. And the term that I like to use that kind of encompasses everything I do is a sacred intimate. And everything I do is sacred, can be sexual. Most things are sexual
most
in nature.
Are.
But
Or stem from.
Sacred intimacy is kind of the overall umbrella. And under the label of sacred intimacy is things like sacred sexual healing, which is a tantric modality. And it's to help people to recover from sexual trauma, like rape, incest, molestation, sexual assault. But, you know, if you carry years and years of suppressed negative emotions, you just can't quite get through. You've never really talked them out or cried them out. You have issues in your current relationships based on what's happened to you in your past. Sometimes a sacred sexual healing is good for you.
Kind of breaks that barrier between the two, between trauma and moving on, or can help people to acceptance?
Yeah, I mean, it really does. Like for many people, especially women, that, you know, it doesn't always have to be a traumatic experience, but just a non-consensual experience. And I think almost everybody can raise their hand and say, yeah, I've had a non-consensual experience where you allowed something to happen to you or you endured something
to
happen to you.
Well, like for women... we'll put ourselves in that situation as I'm going to allow this. It's the safest option I have.
That definitely is.
You know?
So you just take it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. To get yourself out of the situation.
A regular partner.
Absolutely.
And you may be like not in the mood for something, whether it's actually the actual act of intercourse or right. or oral or whatever it is, but just kind of allow it to happen because he's your partner mm-hmm. or you've been dating and he's a good guy or he's taken you out to dinner and spent money on you. So you allow things to happen to you, but you don't use your voice and say, actually, that's not okay. I wasn't in the mood for that. And then afterwards, you're feeling like, why didn't I speak up? Why didn't I say no? That's not like me. Mm-hmm. And with that comes the negative emotions like guilt and shame, mm-hmm. resentment,
even shut
anger.
Down.
You totally shut down. And when you start doing that, then you can get things like low self-esteem because you didn't use your voice.
Right.
Body image issues.
Right.
That can result then in, you know, things like higher stress, a lower immune system, body image issues, mm-hmm. Sleeping disorders, eating disorders. It just manifests physically in your body if you don't take care of it in a proper way.
Way, right.
So there is sexual healing, which is a tantric modality that I'm trained in, that can help you get rid of some of this negative energy so that you can go ahead and move forward into healthy relationships and learn to trust, learn to be open again in your sexuality.
Yeah.
Purge. Other areas under sacred intimacy would be like sexual awakening. That's one of my.
Those are my
that's
favorite.
A fun session. Sexual
that
awakening
sounds fun.
Is like.
That's
you
my
don't
specialty.
Yeah, I might need some of that.
So you don't necessarily have healing to do,
right.
but you want to step into your sexuality.
Right. Even learn about it.
Come to me and they're anorgasmic.
Oh,
yeah. They've never had an orgasm.
Anorgasmic.
Anorgasmic.
Okay. Anorgasmic. I got you.
You've never had an orgasm.
Right.
Or maybe you've only had one or two, but they're so elusive.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, how do I get
how
that?
How do I get it
how
again?
How do I find it again?
Yeah. Right. Or did you, I had it that one time.
Right.
It was so great. We had that
yep.
great time and everything. And I was had those things and then I just never was able to get there.
I had a client one time and
then
she
you,
said,
it's kind of like
only
I
had
get
two
stuck.
Orgasms in my life. She was 45 years old. I've only had two in my life. One was with my ex-husband. And
it
only really
fluke.
Had happened. It was a fluke. And the second time was after my marriage with a guy, a random guy in a hotel shower.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we're standing up and she's like, it was just like it happened a second time, but yeah. I want to learn to
how it happened.
How it happened.
Yeah.
And
now that it's happened a second
that.
Time, it means mm-hmm. it can happen again.
Yeah.
So now how do I make
right.
it happen
it's,
again?
It's like writer's block.
And sexual awakening can sort also of. Be like exploring fetishes.
Right.
Squirting
right.
is a big ask of me is
mm-hmm.
like I hear all the time
and it's
I've
like
got,
this elusive thing
oh,
right
yeah. I've got a girlfriend and she talks about squirting or I have yeah. girlfriends and they talk about they can squirt and I've never squirted but they say every woman can is capable of
yeah.
it
mm-hmm.
and
or it accidentally happens
can,
and again
once,
yeah how did it happen
again.
What
and
caused
so,
it to happen
yeah and so what I you know provide and as we were talking before we started the podcast you know I have these like four cornerstones of
yeah.
my business. The first is safety, that you're always safe. It's a safe environment. The second is consent. Everything is consensual, mm-hmm. 100%. And when I talk about consent, is it's 100% hell yeah.
Yeah.
If it's not 100% hell yeah, it's a no.
It's a no.
Right.
Third
right.
is discretion and confidentiality. What happens in our session is only between you
yeah,
and me.
Stays
and the
there.
Only way anybody else finds out is if you want to tell them.
Right.
Which is fine with me,
right.
but it's up to you.
Because this is yep. your job, so you're not doing anything out
yeah.
of the ordinary, but they are.
Right.
They're the ones putting themselves in the vulnerable situation. They're the ones saying, even confessing to you, I want this, and I don't know, you're a stranger,
yeah.
and I'm telling
well, they
you.
Feel they have to feel completely safe.
Yeah.
Like, they are going to express things vocally mm-hmm. that secrets they've never told anyone
before. Well, sometimes.
And what's number four?
Number four is, shit, we're off track. What's number four?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, non-judgment.
Non-judgment.
And that's sometimes the best because I had a client one time and she came to me and she said, you know, listen, I've never really had traumatic experiences or anything like that, but I've been married for 12 years. And I love my husband to death. He's a great guy, but he's kind of a big redneck kind of a guy.
Yeah.
He's a big teddy
set
bear,
his ways.
But he's kind of set his ways. And she said, I've always had this fetish of being tied up with silk scarves.
Oh,
blindfolded
nice.
With a silk scarf. And being
but he won't,
spanked or and having my breast slapped.
Yeah.
And experimenting with different temperatures like ice and mm-hmm. things like that. She says, but I know if I brought it up to him.
He's going to think she's a freak.
And he would laugh at me.
Yeah.
And he would make fun of me.
Yep.
And she said, I don't want to be made fun of.
And the worst part is that will surface again in other conversations later in their relationship.
Right.
And that's not
right.
what you want.
So she said, I
well,
legitimately want to try.
In other ways.
I want to try this. And I just know I can't ask him to do it because I don't want to be made fun of.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came to me knowing that I would provide a safe, non-judgmental
yeah.
confidential environment, and we could just explore. It's kind of like going back to like junior high and playing yeah. Truth or Dare.
Absolutely.
It's like starting over.
Fun. It's like, oh, we get to try this kind of stuff.
And yeah. Then, yes and no one's so, going to get, no one gets in trouble. Right. No one knows. Ah. We're so just we all sex, trying
like
it.
A reset button.
Sexual healing,
7 minutes in
sexual
heaven.
Sexual awakening. Exactly. And sexual awakening can also be mutual interaction and exploration. It's kind of like, whatever you want to do can be on the table.
Right.
So any of your desires are considered. All of your boundaries are honored.
Yeah.
But whatever it is that you may have always wanted to try but never have gotten the nerve to ask a partner to do,
right.
you can ask or me see, to do.
Yeah. I feel like that's what people are drawn to me.
I think so.
I feel like I make them feel that way.
You can provide that safety and make people feel safe. And like, you can come to me. You can ask for anything you want.
Anything you want.
Right. There's only a couple things I won't do.
What are they?
Let's guess. No, I want to guess. You can't just say what
I know,
are they.
I want to know.
I can think of a couple. You know what I mean? Because I'm, you know what? I float around on
let's
Reddit.
Let's play Family Feud. 100 people right, surveyed. So top three
answers are.
Let's see, everybody in the room, what is the top? What are the things?
What
now, there's always number
do?
One thing that I know that everyone's got to have is that's the scat.
Number one.
Number yeah. one.
No shit.
And I don't
no
get
shit
that.
Play.
I'm
not
I don't confused get that either, by it, and right? you see it. And people even say it, you'll see it, and I don't get it. I was like, what?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I wouldn't have actually thought of that until you brought it up, but yeah, definitely no.
There's a huge difference between anal play and scat play. Like,
oh my
anal
God.
Is great. Scat, not so much.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. when you're playing with shout the anal, you're not looking for the scat.
Right. I don't need to be shit on.
No.
I don't
no.
need that.
No,
so, yeah, you're doing right. Number one, you guessed it. Top five answers
that's
on the board.
The yeah.
Survey scat. Says
right.
scat place.
Right, we're going to leave that there for now.
We're going to go ahead and move on to two.
Well, number two. What do you think number two is?
No, we'll come back to it.
Why?
Why? Why do we have to do it all at once?
Because okay, that's what number. We're doing.
Let's see.
Let me real quick. I'll go back. Just make sure they understand
pain.
What sacred intimacy is.
Yeah, oh, that's right. what
so
I
said sexual healing, sexual awakening, which can be mutual interaction and exploration and kind of fun. Sensual massage. I do a lot of sensual massages.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, you can't go to a licensed massage therapist and have a sensual full service, a full body massage.
I want
to
do that.
I do full body massages where I raise your sexual energy.
I need a guinea pig.
Bring you to the climax.
Yeah, so, no,
you long
now,
for.
Is there a class for that?
You need no. an intern?
Or it's just through
you
it's
just it.
You
intuition.
Just and you just get people
do you need
to,
an intern?
Well,
would they be okay
mentoring.
If you showed up and you were like, this is my intern, Shana?
I do. I work with clients a lot. And I
I'm
going to
teach her how to
massages.
Do this.
That's exactly
and
what.
And I teach them how to do sensual massage.
See, mentoring is the mm-hmm. first thing on my list here. That's what I kind of want to talk about because I do think that Shana and I would be really good at helping people through different roadblocks that they've been through because, you know, between the two of us, we've had just about most of the sexual trauma you can have.
In your whole life.
Yeah, and you're
yeah.
starting from young to
yeah.
to on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so,
really?
And plus, and trauma is a very slippery word for me. I don't know that I like trauma as much as experiences.
I don't use trauma, yeah.
Because I don't look back at the things that has... my life that has happened in my life as traumatic because with the at the times they none of them were traumatic
mm-hmm.
you know it's now that I have to put that word on them that gives them that negative connotation when I can look back at them and say those were experiences that I now have to learn how to cope
mm-hmm.
deal with and move forward with
mm-hmm.
and I feel like we've done that together through expressing all of those things with each other
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean and so I just think that I don't know. So I think
yeah, but
mentoring.
We have a weird communication level.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
communicate on a level most people don't,
which makes it exactly right.
Yeah,
which another I think is a good asset to
but
be
that,
helpful
yeah.
to people.
That's also because we've always had that whole non-judgment, safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Consensual.
Consent.
Everything. We've
and that, discreet. That, we've been super discreet.
No.
So,
yeah.
Well, a lot of people don't know anything really about us.
Oh no, not about us. They have little ideas or little
people have assumptions.
Yes,
they have a
little
lot of
things.
Yep. Yeah.
But they don't
they
actually
don't
know the truth.
Yeah.
You know. Sometimes they're shocked.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You collect Legos?
So that's a very important clarification, though, is that not all experience traumatic
mm-hmm.
can be traumatic.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But they can still leave negative feelings
yeah.
buried inside
very
of
much
it.
So.
It may not be traumatic, but if they were non-consensuals, which
yeah.
goes back to what I said earlier, that if you've ever just allowed something to happen to you that you weren't fully on
mm-hmm.
board with, and it might have been a partner,
mm-hmm.
it might have been a lover.
Even in a defensive statement said.
You allowed
yeah.
it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or you endured it to happen.
Yeah,
and
you endured
and
it.
And you just thought, I'm not really fully on board. That can still leave negative feelings inside of you, resentment and guilt.
Listen,
and shame.
I think every woman out there and a lot of men can think that same way. I can think of one traumatic experience I gave to a man.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It just was like direct. You know?
Well, so great that you could acknowledge it.
Well, I did. And when it happened, and that's kind of why it happened, was because like this is a waste of time. And if we keep doing this, it's not going to end well for any of us. Yep. So I'm just going to leave now. It's fine. Well, everything's fine.
The dude
fine.
Was all revved up, watching porn, getting ready to hump the girl. She put her clothes on and left. Said, no, thanks.
Yeah. It wasn't worth my time. And it wasn't gonna be worth
boy.
His either,
I
right?
still feel bad for him.
I do too. But at the same time, it was like leaving when I did was a lot better than it going further and it becoming more humiliating and then leaving then. Mm. You know what I mean? I thought,
you could have gotten.
I have to pick my exit strategy, right? Yeah. Like, how am I gonna get out of here without causing the least amount of damage?
Yeah.
Right? And I thought that was it.
Yeah.
It's better if I just go now, my friend, because it's better if I go now.
Interesting.
You know? And you don't ever wanna do that to anybody, ever. But you do have to pick, right? Yeah. Like, what's healthy? What's not healthy? If I walk away from this, how am I going to heal from this?
Yeah.
How am I going to? Yeah. And I had already had a ton of those experiences in my life as being a super slutty girl. You know what I mean? Because being a super slutty girl, you put yourself in compromising positions. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Shit. Okay, how do I get out of this now?
And I think 100% of the people listening, 100% of the people can say, unless you're abstinent or you are a virgin,
yeah,
everybody has been in a position where you experience non-consensual sex.
Yeah.
It may not have been traumatic, but you weren't fully on board. And
yeah.
The way I define consent is that it's 100% fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I fucking want this. No.
Now, do you think,
yeah.
Like, because you, I'm assuming you really feel energy levels of people mm-hmm. when you're working with
that's
them.
That's got to be part of it. You've
right?
got to take the time to do that,
like,
I would assume.
Have you been in the middle of a session and then feel the energy change? And then you're like, okay, maybe we should reevaluate. Do you want to continue doing this?
I can only think of maybe twice. And so when I do any kind of session, whether it's the sexual awakening, sexual healing, I do part of sacred intimacy is sexual surrogacy. Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen the movie The Sessions with Helen Hunt,
No.
where she is a sex surrogate,
yeah,
I do that too. Professional cuddling.
What's a sex surrogate? So
a
is that
surrogate,
like where you are just replacing their partner in that one area?
It's mostly, I have clients that are maybe, for example, disabled. They're
okay.
in a wheelchair.
Right.
I've had a client that was in a wheelchair with muscular dystrophy and mm-hmm. couldn't have traditional partners and sex.
Right.
Couldn't use their arms and legs. I've had a customer or client with in a wheelchair, also wheelchair bound with cerebral palsy
mm-hmm.
that could not have traditional sex. Couldn't mm-hmm. even touch
Can't
themselves.
Can't even touch themselves.
Can't even touch themselves.
Right.
Can't even masturbate.
So you'll be
so
that option
up.
For them.
So I, yeah, they still have, mentally, they still
sure.
are very turned on. They
yeah.
still are very.
Well, they're turned on.
Yeah.
But they can't.
Well, they're cognitive. They're,
yeah.
they're that's their body
sure.
that's turned bad.
And they
on
can
them.
Still right. feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their clitoris.
But they
or their
just can't
or
get
they
to
still
it.
Feel it, but they can't touch it.
Oh, that would be
clients,
horrible.
I've had adult clients in their 30s that were virgins that wanted to lose their virginity. They wanted to date, but they didn't want to.
But
they wanted to like lose
yeah.
it before
felt
they started
awkward
dating.
Yeah.
Because
so,
they didn't know anything and they didn't want
right.
to come
yes.
off as inexperienced and stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
See,
so,
that we'd be great for that.
So they use a sex surrogate, like somebody that they know will safely, I don't want to say the word take their virginity,
mm-hmm.
but so, they can safely lose their virginity in a controlled environment.
Non-judgmental.
Beautiful. Right.
And it can be a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it should be.
And chocolate-covered strawberries
right.
and massage
and even
and
essentially
candles.
What they've always wanted.
Exactly.
Right? Because, like, you build it up in your mind, and then you meet a dude, and you're like, oh, shit, that was a dirty mattress on the back
that
of
that.
That
was the first time?
Yeah. Right.
And that one song, you know, Turn On the Radio was playing.
Right.
I'll never forget. Turn on the radio. And he's going, And before they got mm-hmm. to the I Hear the Music, he was
done.
Done.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
That's exactly right. Well, that's nice, though.
That's a true story,
so
actually. And the only reason I use that is because we were talking one time, and Shayna, somehow it came up, and a girl told Shayna, she was in a dorm room on a mattress on the floor with her very first time, And that was the song was playing.
And she hates that song.
Never, he never even got to the word radio.
Really?
Yeah.
That
happens. So you come in and you help people kind of, can you help people get past those things?
Right.
And mm-hmm. and even recreate those intimate moments by, you said chocolate covered strawberries and stuff like that. So when you have a session for someone, you tailor it exactly.
Yeah.
You're like Ricardo Montalban on Fantasy Island, in a sense. You create that perfect moment mm-hmm. for them. So okay. if they walk in, they've got the candles, there's strawberries, there's bubbly wine.
Well, you can kind of plan it.
And you, well, no, I mean, that's yeah. that's kind of
well, that's
job.
What he does.
That's what
yeah.
you're
yeah.
doing. And that's, I think that's amazing for people that are spending a lifetime wishing they'd had this one moment in their life. You're just one
Do you know what
internet
he's doing?
Click yes. away.
You know what he's doing? He's yeah. doing what women wish all men would do.
Right.
Is be like, this is my fantasy. And then you tell you, I call you, I say, Vernon, this is my fantasy. I want this. Yeah. And you say, okay, so we're going to meet at the Marriott because I get points
Marriott.
There. And we're going to yeah. do this thing. And you're just going to show up. And then I just show up and I walk into this room that has been prepared for me.
Candles
because this
everywhere.
Is a thing that I wonder about women. Mm-hmm. Have they ever been body worshipped?
Right.
Have they ever been, had that experience, had walked into the room where the dude spent a week or days or just even that day preparing for that moment for that person, right? Mm-hmm. And to walk in and experience that, it's like, oh my God, you don't get mm-hmm. that in real life.
No.
You don't get that in real
Not
life.
Very often.
I'm lucky enough because Sean is a quick learner. Mm-hmm. And so
I'm a quick study.
But I'm also under the law of you do unto others as you want done to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so I treat yeah. him how I want to be treated.
Yeah.
And if he's not doing that, well, then I say something. But I don't have to. You know what I mean? Because that's it. It's like when we got the massage table. And I was like, okay, great. Now we have this massage table. It's going to sit here forever. And he's never, ever going to use it, right? Because that's the pattern. And so I was like, okay.
And I can admit that was the pattern. Yeah.
And so I told him, I'm going to go in the shower. Okay, go get in the shower. And then I come out and the room is now set. There's candles everywhere. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, I warmed
doing?
The oil.
And he's like, well, he's like, I've been listening. Yeah. I just haven't had all the tools.
I haven't had the right way to implement it to the way that I felt it needed to be. So I felt I've been half-assing it for a long time.
Right.
Right. And so this time I took it serious. You know, I got the table. But before I even got the table, I got on YouTube and I'm watching all kinds of massage videos. And I'm like, okay, she's got this bad shoulder. What's a good shoulder massage? And then I saw this guy do this thing. And I was like, I've never seen that ever in my whole life. And so then her hip. What? Oh, my hip. Her hip constantly. Because one time she slipped and fell in the mud. And her legs went so far apart that she got mud between her thighs, pretty much. You know what I mean?
Because she slipped.
Horrible. It was the worst ever.
God.
And it's never felt right.
Yeah.
And so I tried to do stuff in the bed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're naked. I'm pulling on her leg in the bed. What the hell? I'm going to get three pulls and I'm in. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm sorry about the massage. I hope you feel better. Maybe if I put your leg up here. You know what I mean? And so I knew.
It didn't help.
I'll massage you from the inside out.
I knew the massage table was essential for me to ever actually be effective in the massage area of my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it was, we bought the table, came home, and I was like, get in the shower, we're doing this massage. And she's like, a 5-minute massage, whatever. Man, I rubbed her for 2 hours. And I humped her for another hour after that. I'm telling you.
It was way better, though. It really was. Because, like, and this is what I tell everybody that I talk to. It's like, you have to make that intentional time
yeah.
with the other person. And then he allowed me to massage him, which he never, ever does.
Exactly.
And that even took us to a different, deeper emotional place that we had never been before.
Mm-hmm.
And that was amazing, you know? But, like, you have to be intentional about it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to set the time aside for it. You have to put away all excuses. That's mm-hmm. everything. Your phone, your kids, your life, your everything, you know? And I imagine that's what it's like when women walk into that hotel room that you have prepared for them,
mm-hmm.
and they walk in and they're like, holy shit, this is the wrong room. Walk back outside, mm-hmm. check the number, go
right,
back in.
Right.
Because
right.
It's an unpracticed thing. Right. You're giving these women such a gift. You're giving these people, whoever you're working with, such this freeing gift that it's like so many people can't even wrap their mind around it because it's such a selfless thing that you're doing. Are you benefiting? Of course. You know, I mean, of course you do. Sean benefited from that massage. I benefited from that massage. That's a win-win. That's how we live, right? You said it earlier. It has to be that way for people to live their lives. And I just think that's great. It's like that right there is a class you could teach. Mm-hmm. Just that. Just being intentional about listening to your partner and then making it
implementing
happen, bringing it to life.
It took about 5 years for her to get me to stop trying to dig my fingers into her muscles. Because that's a massage, right? That's a massage. Oh, are you calling massaging you? You know what I mean? And now it's turned into where I've tried to eliminate my fingertips from, you know what I mean? But that was me learning. That was me reacting to her her words, you know, instead of being like, fine, which I did for 5 or 6 years. Fine, I'm no good at this, then fucking no massage. Right. Obviously, I don't do it right. You know what I mean? When I could just stop kneading that dough.
Yeah.
And actually,
but it changes. It's not not just that. It's not just kneading the dough.
More
it is a mental thing.
Right. It's a
mental thing that you change because you're not just massaging that person because you have to. Mm. You're touching them and you're sharing energy with them.
The biggest thing is desire.
Yeah.
If somebody has desire and you can tell they enjoy what they do, then it's so much easier for you to relax and let yourself go because you know they enjoy it. So, you know, if you're going down on somebody or they're going down on you, you know, if I know that somebody's going down on me and you can tell it's out of obligation or reciprocity, you're not going to enjoy it.
No.
You're not going to get off.
They go to gag before they put it in their mouth.
Right.
You slap them and you tell them, don't ever look at my
dick
again.
There's no way you're going to finish.
So offensive.
But when you know this person doesn't care if you get off or not, they're doing it because they love being where they are.
Right.
Then that just makes it better. The thing. And when you desire, when you enjoy what you're doing, you're going to be that much better.
Absolutely.
So the fact that I can tell Sean always wants to please you.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't have the best massage techniques down,
right.
The fact that he has the desire to please you and do it, and as long as you guys have been together and he still wants to please his goddess is amazing.
Yeah.
And so with that said, his massages are going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
they were amazing when they were 5 minutes on the bed.
Because he enjoys
it.
He's enjoying touching. It's not a chore. It's not an obligation. It's not out of reciprocity. He truly enjoys touching you.
Right.
And it's not like he's watching the clock thinking, oh God, I've done this for half an hour. Okay, I've done my turn. Now it's your turn to do me.
Right.
He just enjoys giving.
Right.
And that is why you have an amazing partner in Sean.
Yeah.
He's a giver.
Yeah.
And he wants to please you.
I do.
And that is like 90% of it right there.
Absolutely.
Technique is really a small part of it.
It comes along.
Right.
It comes along as your desire grows to continue to do those things for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But that is the desire to have that person.
Mm-hmm.
I desire him. He desires me. I mean, my girlfriend said that the other day. She's like, one of you just are always oozing sex. And I can't figure out which one it is. And we laugh, right? And she goes, I think it's you. And she points to me and she's like, I'm pretty sure it's you. And then it's just really fun watching him like chase you and pursue you the whole time. And I laughed and I was like, yeah, absolutely. That's how it was from the beginning. You know what I mean? Before I was with him, I have this sexual energy I carry. But now that I have like my magnet, right? It's just amplified.
Magnified.
I mean, I can't even tell you how many times we've been somewhere and we like just are in our own little world, right? And we're together and we've had stressful jobs. We've had stressful lives. He's had kids with another woman. I mean, there's a lot of stress, right? But throughout all that, it's just me and him. It's just me and him being together. And when all that stress goes away, it's just going to be me and him being together, you know? And so we've been in bars kissing and loving and people come up to us and they're like, you guys are a hot couple. You guys are so hot. You guys are, it's like, yes, thank you. We are because.
Meow.
And then when they find out how long you've been together, they're like, holy shit.
Yeah, 20 years.
That always confused.
You're probably thinking you're just dating, like, Oh, you're a
newbie. We're newbies. Yes.
2 months. Two months. We've been together 21
years. But do you feel
years.
Like for you, I feel yeah. this from you, and I don't know if you actually have ever even thought about this, but like myself, do you ever see those, I don't know what it's called. It's like a vibrating plate table, right? And mm-hmm. it like concrete, mm-hmm. it shakes it all and takes all the air. But I feel like I am
an
that.
Agitator is what yeah. you're talking about.
Yeah. I feel like I'm doing that all the time, but coming off of me are just like little sex waves.
Little boners. little.
But you know, like a vibration. I get that from you when I meet you. Just looking at you, like I feel that coming off of you. I felt that coming off of Sean when I met him. You feel that off of certain people that it's just natural. It's just a natural thing that they've mm-hmm. had their whole time and maybe never even realized that's what it was, mm-hmm. right? So I just wonder if you ever feel that way, because you do give off that feeling to people. You're so loving and you're so warm. Thank and you. You're so inviting, you know? It's like, oh, right, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to take this dress off. Thank you. We're all friends. And that's nice. Mm-hmm. That's a nice thing. It's nice to meet somebody else that feels that way.
Right. Just makes you feel comfortable.
Right.
Like, feels comfortable in your space.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, no pretentiousness, no aggression, no nothing. Just, I don't know. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's just an assimilation. It's yeah. like, been here this whole time. Oh. Yeah, that's right. You've always been here.
Right.
Kind of a feeling
right.
thing. Yeah.
And you are very nice and very non-judgmental. You are very just like, what do you need? Let's work on what you need. I'm just a lover. I'm just a giver. You know, let's give it to
people,
you.
Yeah. You know, people think that they're weird in their requests. They're like, oh, I'm embarrassed to say, or you're going to think I'm weird. You're going to think I'm strange. And I said, there is no weird.
Mm-mm.
There is no weird.
Uh-uh.
What defines what's right. weird and what's normal?
Yeah. Right.
It's okay for you to desire or want the things you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfectly okay. And that's why I'm here, to help you normalize it mm-hmm. and make you feel like you're not a freak.
To be able to have it and be safe.
Exactly.
Because sometimes exactly. all you need is one experience to get over a negative thought about mm-hmm. yourself.
But
to hang on to and be like, oh, no, that's right. I am or can. I am allowed to.
If you have that one experience and you have a bad response from
your
partner you're with,
yeah.
it puts up walls. Yeah. And you won't go back to that experience again for a long time.
A common situation I hear all the time, and this is a great analogy, is squirting.
That's what was in my mind, too.
Women think, you know, my boyfriend, my husband, whoever, you know, was like, fuck that.
That's gross.
You're pissing
What's
on
happening?
Me,
yeah.
pissing a bed, like, and they shame you
yeah.
for what they think is happening when it's actually such a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
It's amazing for yeah. both. And once you have somebody who relishes in the female ejaculate,
mm-hmm.
or in Tantra, we call it Amrita. It's just
Amrita.
Amrita. A-M-R-I-T-A. Amrita. And it's like, you know, to go from somebody who
that
shames you for what they say is pissing the bed
yeah.
or pissing on them or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not piss at all. It's
not.
No.
No, it's not. It doesn't look like it. It doesn't smell like it. It
doesn't
taste like it.
When you find a lover that relishes in it, it just like wants to bathe in it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, this is the nectar of a goddess.
Yeah. Right.
This is not
Absolutely
piss.
It is.
This is the nectar
no,
of
Danny,
a motherfucking goddess.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bathe in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it changes the attitude
of
entirely.
Absolutely.
There's no shame in it.
The first time it happened to me, I was 21. And I never had a boyfriend. I played the field. I lived my life how I wanted to live. Chose this one guy. Okay, date you. Happened with him. And it was like the worst thing that happened on the planet. I had actually no idea even what it was until I went and looked into it. And then it was like, how is this bad? You know, how is this bad? But because he's so small-minded that, oh, this is bad. But it's like, you won't even look into it. You won't even see what happened. So then when it happened the first time with Sean, I didn't even want to tell him that it happened before. And he was like, I want more of that. And I was like, nah. And he was like, no, I do. I want more of that. And I was like, meh. And then he was like, what is the deal? So then when I told him, he was like, oh, screw that. Yeah, you just put that out of your mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, okay, we're trying it again.
That's
right
now.
That's
why you're with me, sister.
Yeah,
yeah, and it helped. It healed me because it was really like, no, I know, because it does. I mean, people don't understand unless they've put a blocker in place, right? Like how hard it is to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And so then it was like, okay, okay, okay. And so then from there, we went on. I taught my girlfriend how to do it. You know what I mean? It has just continued on mm-hmm. because it is a good thing.
It sure
it's
is.
Not bad. It's not nasty. It's not mm-hmm. negative, you know? And when it happens the first time, do not react negatively. Mm-hmm. No one in the circle. If it's two of you, if it's four of you, if it's six of you.
You're like, thank you.
It's a woo-hoo moment.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Not a ooh-hoo.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we go lots of places. We do lots of sexually, open sexually things, right? But I can remember the first time somebody else saw me squirt. And they were
telling stories over there.
What the hell? Was my girlfriend was here and it was her and it was like, how do you do it? And I was like, well, you do it like this. And she's like, well, I don't know. And then, so then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to show you then. Because you can't really, you have to show.
Yeah.
Because they do think you're just peeing. And it's like, I'm not. I promise you. I am not peeing on you. I promise. Mm-hmm. You want me to pee on you? I'll pee on you right now.
There is uric acid in it. Traces of uric acid.
Yeah.
But nobody, even scientists to this day, don't know exactly what it is or
where it comes from.
It comes from the urethra, from little sacs inside the urethra that do contain uric acid. So sometimes the scent can be a little familiar to urine.
Can I just say?
But it is not.
It is coming out of your.
It's not coming out from your bladder.
No, but if you're a hairy woman, you're going to have a urine scent anyways, you mm-hmm. know? And so anything that comes through there is going to have a little bit of that urine scent anyways.
Yeah.
So it's like, come on, you know?
And any real man is going to fucking
run. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
A boy, a guy, a dude may like be grossed out, but if he's a real man, he's like,
an
bring
adult,
it on, baby.
Yeah,
bring it
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Bring it on. Let's do
yeah.
it again.
An experience. And uh-huh. yeah.
Let's do it
so,
again.
Dan has a question, and Dan. Shayna can answer this, but I also am going to answer the question yes before I even answer it, because I feel Shayna
okay,
does get
Dan
this.
Say?
Do ladies get blue balls, in quotes, as well, when it's been too long between squirts?
Yes.
I said.
I told Sean
I said
the other day.
I would say it's more of being pent up,
yeah.
because, and maybe that's when women have
do you
their
know what
first
it feels
time
like to
squirt.
Me? It kind of feels like a period pain. Like a cramp.
I understand that.
No, I'm just saying, as a woman, it kind of like
okay,
when
for
you
our women,
get
listen.
When you get pent up and you need to release it, you do kind of just feel like almost like you have to pee, but you can't pee.
But it's in a different
It's
area.
In a different area of your body, and that's what I told Sean the other day mm-hmm. because we were playing all day and then I'm watering the grass and I told him I need to squirt. like, what? And I was like, yeah. I said, I just really feel pent up. I really feel like I need to get it out. And he was like, let's go.
We need to go to a hotel room because that's just, I mean, we're already doing enough laundry around this place. I agree. I said yes, right? And I mean, I think in your experience, you might have a different take on it, but.
That's not pee?
No,
that
if they
get
pent up like
balls,
a blue ball
yeah.
between squirts,
yeah.
like you said.
Women that become accustomed to squirting,
yeah.
it does feel the same way. It's like there's a difference between, and just so people know, there's a difference between squirting
mm-hmm.
and having an orgasm.
Right. Absolutely.
They
yeah.
totally coincide.
Yes, they can.
They can be one yep. and the same, but they can be very different. And for most women that I've experienced with, squirting can be actually more of a amazing feeling than
yeah.
an orgasm. Some women
yeah.
would rather squirt than have an orgasm once they've squirted. So
I
know many
that.
Women that are like, I need to squirt. I need to squirt.
Yeah.
It's not, I need to have an orgasm. It's, I need to squirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to release it out.
Yeah.
But the thing for me is like, you have to release it. You have to get it out, right? Which is totally different. Mm-hmm. And like, so for Sean and I, because we'll play for hours. People always ask, oh, what's your sex day like? Oh, because we joke. Oh, we have a sex day. We really do. Does it mean we're having sex all day long? No, but we are touching and we're playing and we're being intentional about keeping.
We're running porn on TV, our favorite movie on TV the whole time.
Well, keeping that other person aroused. Mm-hmm.
Right.
For a
talking
long
dirty
and
you know,
not
while
edging.
We're making lunch. Oh my God! Earlier that
we're not talking.
You know what I mean, just always keeping the arousal level.
Right.
Up.
Not talking edging. You
that's
know what edging
different.
Is? That's a different.
But that's unintentional. Mm-hmm. Also, an unintentional.
But
result
in doing this because all day you're touching, you're kissing, you're fingering. Like I'll suck on him a little while. He'll play with me for a little, and then you kind of stop
wow.
and you come back and right. And so then mm-hmm. it's like that whole time. it's building it up for me. Mm-hmm. So then finally at the end, when we are having sex, it's like waterworks everywhere, mm-hmm. but then I'm still going to orgasm mm-hmm. afterwards.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because you do need to get that release out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, for men, some men can ejaculate and then come again and again mm-hmm. within a few hours. It's mm-hmm. very much the same, mm-hmm. right? It's like
depends
even sometimes
on the arousal level, of,
right?
You know who you're with or the timing or what's going right. on. Yeah,
right. Well, like when I was showing my girlfriend how to do it, we had been playing all day, so it was easy for me to show her how to do it because I was right on the edge.
Yeah, they caught us
and
on a
I
good
joke.
Day.
I joke. I joke because it's like you get too...
God, that was a long time ago.
Too pent up and you get too excited, it will just start to run down your legs because it's like, okay, I'm right here. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Let's have it happen. And when they... It makes me so mad when people yeah. are like, oh, it's not. It's you're just peeing. It's like, oh, I'm going to mm-hmm. fucking squirt in your face right now and you tell me where it came from. Tell me! You know? It's because it's not. And it's not. And when you clean it up, it's different. It's different.
It's different.
I encourage every woman to try it.
Yes.
If you need help, we got yes. a guy here who can help you do it.
Right. Exactly. So there you go. Perfect segue mm-hmm. into my next question, which was, how is that then? You get your clients through your website? Because you traveled, you said 7,000 miles, something like that, between
they all
October.
Came from my Facebook business page,
and
Healing
so
Arts
through
by
your
Vernon.
Facebook, and
Healing
people Arts hit yeah. you up, and they're in South Carolina,
people
and you're like, okay.
all over from the UK and Australia to all over the United States. I've got all kinds of people that have liked my Healing Arts by Vernon page.
Okay.
And so that's usually where most of my clients come from, is I'll get a message, or they'll text me or message me somehow, and they'll say they've got some kind of an issue that they'd like to work through. And sometimes it can be done just through coaching. So I've got clients overseas in the UK and Australia.
So you get on the phone with them. Mm-hmm. Is that your first initial contact?
Yeah.
Before you jump in your truck and head
Yeah, if
east?
You've never worked with me before, I like to do a one-hour consult, like at least a one-hour consult, free okay. consult. I don't charge anything for that. So you can feel my energy, feel my aura, look into my eyes, and mm-hmm. know that I'm not like a creepy pervert.
Right,
that's
right.
just doing this for my own jollies, because I'm not.
Right.
But I am passionate. I love what I do. I really do love what I do.
Well, it took you a while to
great
to figure out that this is what you should be doing.
You didn't start yeah. out yeah. as a intimate, the, as a tantric intimate.
The sexual healing was the first thing I started out doing, and I thought that's what I would do.
Yeah.
And then it grew into the more. Sexual awakening, the sexual surrogacy, the coaching, okay. the cuddling, the Reiki, all of these other things just kind of grew. Even the full escorting. I do full escorting and boyfriend experience, as we call it these days, where I'll travel with you and be your boyfriend for hire.
Yeah. Like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. It is yeah. because I do provide that safe environment.
Right.
So women feel safe right. being with me. And we talk about desires, fears, and boundaries ahead of times. And we create agreements based on that. And I will never, ever violate a boundary.
Right.
So you can feel rest assured that you're safe in whatever you choose.
Have you had clients fall in love with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you clean up yeah. real nice. You're a good looking guy. Uh-huh. So I bet you got a tux. You probably own a tux. You got a nice suit.
Yeah.
Well, you're
he's
a boyfriend for
hire.
Exactly.
Right.
So, you know, you show up, you got the black tux, yep. you look good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I bet.
It's
I
like
bet.
A client invited, first time I did this was a client asked me to go to a 30-year high school reunion with her. And so I asked her, I said, so I'll be anything. I mean, in my past, my yeah. history, I've been in construction. I've been a contractor. I've been a plumber. I've retired from the military. I was a medic in the military.
Right.
I've been a funeral
so you've
mortician.
Always been a healer.
I've done all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so I've been a retail manager for Best Buy and Lowe's and lots of other retailers. So I asked, I said, so what? You tell me, what do you want? What? Who am I?
Right.
What was my career?
Right.
So
what's my backstory?
I can speak to anything you
exactly.
want.
Exactly. Yep. Right.
Do you want me to dress business casual and jeans and a sport coat, or I got a full
sweet.
Tux?
Yeah. You want me to be super kind of, sexy?
Yeah.
What you looking for?
What kind of? How much PDA? We're going to your high school reunion.
Yeah.
How much PDA do you want? Do you want my hand on the small of your back? Do you want me to give you a kisses on your neck?
You want me groping you?
Yep. I want to make sure we're clear ahead of time.
Yeah.
And she's like, I want it all.
Brilliant.
I want to make all the women jealous
yes.
in my class. And I
where
so she
did
was
you
fine
find this guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So at that time, I was a retired military. So I was able to speak to military. I was very affectionate. She got to choose what I wore. And I was her perfect dream date.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And those ladies are still talking about you.
So then you know how to dance.
Well, Yeah, I could get it. It's not my fault. I don't. There are many things I brag about.
We found the one leak.
I don't brag about my dancing. Yeah. I don't brag about my dancing.
And I want you to be a break dancer.
That's just one class away, right? Like, yeah.
I don't brag about anything of this. I can really brag about it, and I don't brag about my dancing.
But, excellent.
But, you know, I don't have any complaints about my dancing.
Right,
either,
no one's ever said this.
Are you kidding me?
I had a great time, but if you'd have been a better dancer,
yeah, right.
They'd have really bought
that.
It. Yeah,
right.
No.
You know what? Yep. I totally forgot.
My talents are best used off the floor at other places.
That's what I was going to say. After they leave the bedroom, they're like, what? Oh, right, we did go to a reunion.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my God. We came here for a reason.
The dance floor is not where you do your best moves. Anyway,
that's all right.
That's not what you're actually hiring me for.
Excellent.
That's right.
So that's Healing Arts by Vernon, and I'll put the links and stuff in the podcast, of course.
Well, I thought it was something interesting you said too. Because
I need to learn how to dance because my wife wants me to, and that's why I bring it up as much as I do on this podcast because I'm looking for some free dance lessons.
I would love to take some salsa lessons.
Yeah. You know, just have some moves, just the basics.
I think if you took just a couple different dances, you learned them, it would go so far.
And then you just go. No. Practice it, you know what I mean? Because
even sexier than salsa is at Zouk. Have you seen Zouk?
No, what's Zouk?
You got to look that up on YouTube. Zouk dance. It's kind of a variation of salsa.
Okay,
but like 10 times sexier.
Oh yeah,
it
sure.
is really salty.
That's for me.
And really,
that's the one for me.
Oh my gosh, yeah,
that's what I like.
Okay,
I think that's great.
What were you? I'm sorry, I interrupted
you.
You were
going
to say something else. It was the dancing thing.
I
gotcha. It's great.
Well, no, I asked him if women fall in love with him.
Right, that was it. If women fall in love
with
him.
What happens then?
Yeah.
Well, when that happens, I do have to like have a conversation and say, listen, I'm flattered and it's very flattering and you're a beautiful woman and you have all these great qualities, but I'm not into a relationship or
right.
This is a client practitioner relationship.
Right.
Right.
And I know that can be confusing because it's very intimate in nature.
And you waken
but
things
at the
up.
The essence of things, mm-hmm. I'm not that different than maybe your chiropractor, your acupuncturist, or even your talk therapist.
Yeah.
So when I get, occasionally I'll get a woman that will start, you know, after a session, she'll text me like I'm her boyfriend. Like, hey, what you doing?
Right.
How's your day going? Or I get, I wake up in the morning with 3 or 4 good morning texts or good night texts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that Shit. Can't really like, I mean, it's
I
not
have that,
that
same problem.
It's not that we're not friends.
I do.
Because I don't want to be like cold.
Yeah.
It's not that we're not friends and we can be Facebook friends and we can be friends, but this is a client practitioner relationship. And I know it's kind of a gray area because it's of intimate nature,
mm-hmm.
but you wouldn't wake up and text your chiropractor or your dentist.
I don't text my laser hair, hair removal lady.
Yeah. You'll say,
I do.
Good morning.
And
with
I love
face.
Her. Okay.
Right? Or how's your day going?
I text that girl. Thank you every day.
right, but you don't do that. You don't.
But you don't do that. So I've had to occasionally. I've got to. I hate to say it, but I have to actually ban some people.
Yeah,
because they get too.
Well, doctors have to do that.
Yeah,
they have to refuse mm-hmm. to see patients anymore.
It's happened.
You know, yours instead of them wanting drugs, mm-hmm. they just want Vernon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that sex and orgasm can, and probably that physical feeling can become drug-like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially if you're an older person and mm-hmm. are experiencing it for the first time. Then I imagine it would mm-hmm. very much be like doing crack or cocaine.
Never experienced someone drawing a bath for them, someone bringing them flowers, the massage, like such attentiveness.
Yep.
And, you know, everything I do is genuine. I don't fake anything.
Right.
I adore women. I cherish women. I cherish what I do.
Are you taking students? Because I think I got a guy for you.
I get asked that all the time.
You should. You could just have like.
I should.
Well, it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how that works. You know, I mean, like you wanted an intern.
I want it.
You're
I
going
still
to
do.
Intern. Yeah. So.
I know. I'll carry
you know
the bags.
What I mean? Sets up the table.
Right. She, whatever.
Yeah.
Make him feel
warming
comfortable.
Warming the oil.
I'm so good at it.
Sometimes having another lady around makes things a little less awkward. But it can be overwhelming at times. I can imagine for some women, especially if
is it exhausting for you?
You know, they've had bad relationships in the past. How could it not be?
Because I'm the first guy that they've been with that has actually been tender
and attentive. Listening, paying attention. I can't even imagine how some of them look at you, that you look at them the whole time they're talking. They're probably just looking at you like, what, is there something on my face? Why is this guy just paying attention to every word I'm saying? Because they're not used to that. Because guys don't do that. Mm-hmm. Guys don't sit across from you and look at you and like, or even touch you or hold your hand. Or
most guys, here's the thing. Most guys these days, and I say guys because here's I say this all the time. There are guys, the world is full of guys.
Yeah.
And bros and dudes.
Yep.
And bras.
And boys.
Right, and boys. But very few men.
Yeah.
And so people say, I can't find a right guy. I can't find a good guy. Well, because you're looking for guys. You're looking for a bro. You're looking for a dude.
You're not looking for a man. And
there are very few men. The George Clooney's, the Denzel Washington's, the men.
The Sean Swallows.
Really? The Sean Swallows, the Vernon Smiths.
Yeah, absolutely.
That just adore women. Right, in general. It's not a sexual thing.
No.
It's that.
That's Marlon, our neighbor. Marlon. You need to meet him because that's
very
him.
Very much so.
That's it. Like when he meets a woman, that's the only woman on the planet. Mm-hmm. He's hello, oh my god, oh yes, you know. As soon
my
as
mom tried to hump him.
true story.
She's rubbing his neck.
Story.
Yeah.
And poor Marlon, I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and I'm like, I will fix this. I will fix this right now.
That was
an
awkward night.
That was an awkward night.
And that's why there's so many women, I think, that are unhappy because even they found themselves with these men that they married. That turned out to not be men.
So here's the thing. So how many restaurants out there besides, you know, there's Applebee's and Chili's and every restaurant's a sports bar that has TVs in every corner.
Right.
And every guy has a sit so he can see the ESPN and check out the scores.
Yep.
So he's not paying attention to
the
woman that he's with.
Right.
He's looking over her shoulders and saying, but he's watching the basketball game.
Yep.
Or he's checking out the waitress as she walks by, or he's glancing at his phone. Every man is, I shouldn't say every man, every guy is has the distractions when he's not fully present.
Right.
Or here's the worst thing is that this has become such a hookup culture with Tinder and Bumble and these dating sites, right? It's so easy now to just swipe right and make a connection and make plans for tonight to come over and, you know,
get it on.
Chill. Yeah. You don't have to be chivalrous anymore. You don't have to date a woman.
Nope.
You don't have to get dressed up.
No
effort. Get a fresh haircut. Get a, you know, put on some cologne. Put on your nice clothes.
Yep.
Press your shirt.
Right.
And go pick her up.
That's the hottest
thing ever. Go meet her. Pull out her. Open the
door.
Can I just
tell you?
Open the door for her. No one opens the door.
It's so easy to just come on over and Netflix and chill. You know, I'll heat up some leftovers.
Here's some beer.
Josie came over to the house, who's a big listener.
J-Baby.
And she's
our
friend.
She's not
our
a big listener. She's a wonderful
listener. Is a wonderful person. And so she brought her boyfriend,
her boobs
Steve,
are big. That's
over to the house, right? And so Steve walked in the door, and I was instantly in love with him. Mm-hmm. But he was clean. He was groomed. His shirt had been pressed. And for some reason, I really like that. You know what I mean? And that's what he came in. He hugged me, talked. And I said, I love your shirt. Is that professionally pressed? He looked at me like I was crazy. But he's Russian. And so he's like, yes, it was. Because that's part of how he was raised, you know? And I just loved that. And I thought, people think it's so dumb. But it shows an effort. Shows an effort.
It really does.
That you have made to prepare yourself. Women, we have to fucking prepare ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We got to wash and fluff and wax
and do and ha and ha ha.
Yeah.
Men don't do anything anymore.
Hell no.
I see couples all the time where he's got his hat on backwards and baggy
she looks
cargo
good.
Shorts and Crocs and like every
whoa,
fashion photo.
Whoa,
he's not done anything. And she's done to the nine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I cannot believe she is with him.
Yeah.
He put in
no effort.
Man. And she looks to the nines and like, I just want to show her what a real man can do for her.
And I feel vice versa, because you'll see that in couples too, where the woman has given up and doesn't try anymore and has a very attractive partner. And it's like, you both have to keep trying. You can't give up.
I love my wife so much, I quit wearing jean shorts.
Yes.
And I love jean shorts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And torn off shirts.
Jean shorts and cargo shorts.
Yes.
I was like, no. Mm-hmm. That you don't look sexy in those.
Right. But I have
in your
pockets.
Jean shorts, you look like a fucking dad. And you are a dad, but you don't look like one, and I don't want you to look like one.
I've bought the jean shorts for years, man.
And now we'll be out, and he'll be like, the jean shorts were a bad idea.
Jean shorts are bad.
They're
bad. Cargo shorts are bad.
Bad.
Yes.
Crocs are bad. Sandals are bad.
Come on.
If you're cool. by yourself.
The Crocs
if you're
and by sandals. Yourself. What do you got here?
If you're by yourself.
Oh, he's you got cool shoes on, yo.
I want you to know, I have a pair of shoes just like that that are Crocs. So be cool. Crocs make kick-ass loafers.
They do.
They make the best flip-flops. I mean, I'm a I'm an open-toed shoe
I'm not denying their comfortability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the clogs look bad. They're for gardening or camping or not date night.
Right.
They are not for date night.
I will give you that. Absolutely. I love Crocs.
But I do think it's fair. It's only fair that if the women are expected to be to this level, that the man should be to that level too.
Well, that's the difference. A man is it's the difference. And a man knows how to look, act, treat, dress, touch, and perform around and for women. Just like we expect women to act, look, know how to touch and perform around us. Right? Man, that's what we expect. Women to perform for us.
We just do more. We always
Well, yeah,
do
we
more.
Want you to do more. We want you to cook, clean, to take care of the kids, and then get in the bedroom, put on a teddy,
dance
around the bed a little bit.
That's not what I'm saying. We're going to do that anyways. We're going to do more of that anyways.
You
we're
going to
do all, yes. And we're going to do all of those things anyways if we feel like we are being appreciated.
Reciprocation.
Yes. I'm going to, of course, I clean that. People think our relationship is crazy. People think it's crazy.
Well, yeah,
I
because our relationship is crazy.
And I cook for you at 3 in the morning.
Yes.
And I make sure you have everything you need before you leave the house at 3 in the morning.
True.
I make sure your house is clean. I make sure your laundry's done. You need iron shirts, I iron them. I do all of these things for you.
Well, now after that last story, I think I might start having my shirts pressed.
Yeah, do. Okay.
Where do you do that?
Yeah, they'll pick them up at your house and they'll take them away.
Who are these little
they're
press
the cleaners,
fairies?
The dry cleaners.
Oh, well, that's cool.
But what I'm saying is because you just cut me off and won't let me finish my thought is that it's only fair. We do all those things in hopes of getting things reciprocated from you.
Right.
So those things fall off when your reciprocation falls off.
Right.
You know? Because we all have kids, we all have life, we all have jobs, we all have shit, but you have to be intentional and you have to set things aside, like the massage table or doing massage night or doing sex day.
Right, right, right.
Everything has to be intentional. You're going to go out to dinner, I want to turn him on.
Yeah.
While I'm sitting across from the table from him.
Yeah.
So I want my boobs out a little bit. You know what it is thinking about, I'm going to wear this really short skirt with no panties on. And then I'm going to drop something in front of him. You know what I mean? It's intentional of what I want to get out of the night because I know if I put in this much energy, Sean is going to meet me there. Mm-hmm. And then it's explosive.
Right. Which
that
is the same
is what
reason
is
that
missing.
I put in the energy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's the way maybe a lot of men think, what doesn't matter what I do, she's not going to care. And a lot of women may think the same thing.
And that's
thing.
What Classy's saying. And why then, do we do it if it's not reciprocated?
Right.
That's where it stops. That's where Vernon comes in.
Right.
Because you have stopped doing for me or helping me or growing with me. So now I'm looking to you because I still want to grow and I still want to experience these things. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to find someone else who can help me through them. I'm sure you have so many women like that. Mm-hmm. I have this husband, but he won't. But he says, but he makes me feel, you know what I mean? And then they get with you and then they go home and they're like, damn.
I've got a client who says, you know, my husband, I love him. He's great and all, but we never have intimacy anymore. We never have sex or anything. And she's like, when he's at home, he's got his iPad in one hand and the remote control in the other.
Yep.
She says, I came out the other day wearing a nice negligee or nice lingerie I just bought. He didn't even, couldn't even look up.
He probably didn't even realize she changed her clothes.
Nothing. She got zero.
That's devastating for a woman.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Like, I'm just flashing it right in front of you and you are not even noticing. Like Sean leaves for work in the morning early, right? 3:30 in the morning he's leaving.
Yeah.
And he'll be pulling out of the driveway and I'm always waiting to shut the garage door. Do I need to do that? Of course not. I don't need to do any of this thing.
I have a garage door opener.
But as he drives out of the driveway every morning, I flash my tits and I shake them at him.
And then I flash my lights and honk for the neighbors.
You flash your headlights after she flashes
her
headlights.
Yeah, totally.
I don't even know how long we've been doing this.
I don't know.
But
years.
It's a thing that we do, right? Yep. And so it's like, but that's, I'm intentional because he's leaving me right now, right? And he's going to work and he's going to be, and so I want to stick in his head as he's out.
Yeah.
I want to be his favorite thought every time. I don't want him to think like, oh, Shayna, oh, my wife, That's I don't want to be with someone if I think that way about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I don't want him to think that way about me.
You guys should be an inspiration for all couples.
Yeah, thank you.
You're so juicy and alive and sensual and loving and I love hanging around with you guys because after 20 years and you guys are still best friends, you guys are so into each other.
Yeah.
You guys have an amazing sex life.
It's such an anomaly.
We want to grow as humans, as human beings.
But and like,
so that alone right there, you know, if you're going to, if you're not going to be introspective and think, how am I, when you're sitting by yourself, am I a good person and who am I and how am I growing and how am I progressing? If you can't think about that, then you can't be that with someone else, right?
Do you know how shocking it is? Like, we have been together, it's going to be 21 years this year, to see friends that we haven't seen for 20 years. And then you see these friends and you're like, wow, it's been 20 years and they are the exact same
person.
They have not changed how they dress.
Mm-hmm.
They have not changed their hairstyle, not their facial hair. They have not changed their opinion, their outlook. They have not changed in one degree.
Yeah.
That's devastating to me. Mm-hmm. I think you're so boring. Right, like there's so much life out there. Why aren't you? Why aren't you trying to change? Why aren't you trying new things? Why aren't? And that's why everyone we're like, try it. You don't know, try it. You've never tried it, try it. Oh, you've never gone to a nudist resort? Go, go. You try it. I talked to somebody the other day. I try everything twice. Why twice? Well, because after the third time, either you hate it or you're addicted to it.
Right. It becomes a thing.
Yeah, and it's like, that's a great way to look at it, you know? Yep. Try things. You don't have, like we told my girlfriend the other day, have you gone to the adult arcades with your husband? Well, no. I said, why not? Well, I don't know. I said, listen, you don't have to stay. You can go
in. You have to buy stuff.
And you can look around and you can go and look and then be like, okay, I'm uncomfortable. This is not for me. Or you can be like, let's go in there.
Mm-hmm. I'm uncomfortable. What is that?
Right.
You know, you can do
and
that.
And that's when I ask the whys, like, why are you uncomfortable?
Why are you uncomfortable right now?
You know,
where is
why
that
can
stemming
do that?
From?
Why not?
Right.
It's just wrong.
But why?
Why? It's immoral. Why?
Right.
Someone might see me.
So?
They're there too.
Right.
Guess what? You know, when it goes, it's like, what is your really blockage, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it comes down to conditioning because we were raised either in a, you know, a conservative household or a religious environment or something, that masturbation or sex or premarital sex is all wrong, dirty. But I challenge you, what is wrong with it?
Right.
You tell me fundamentally what is wrong with what you're doing and maybe you'll get me to believe in it. But until then, no.
No.
So nudist resorts, sex clubs, whatever. Go to the swinging thing. You don't have to participate.
You don't have to.
You can,
you can nicely say no thank you if you're approached.
Right.
I mean, that's a thing. You can say, no, this is, I'm just looking. And people will be like, okay, if you change your mind, we're right over there.
Hey.
You know what I mean? That is absolutely it. It just it floors me every time. It's like, I don't know. Sean and I call them adventures. And we try to have one
just an adventure
all the time.
Yeah.
And like we'll be out doing stuff and even like just doing your regular life stuff, running adventures, you know, running, doing errands, doing this, doing, and then it doesn't come out the way that it's supposed to be. Right. And so some people get instantly mad. And now they're fighting. And now everybody's bickering. And so like for us, it's like, well, what kind of adventure is this going to turn into? You know, don't always look for the negative in everything. Find the positive. It's going to show you more positive. You're going to have more positive experiences. You're going to meet more people that help you along your way. You know, it's like, come on, are you kidding me? Give me a break. People laugh all the time. You know, oh, you guys are swingers. Oh, you guys are this. Oh, you guys are that. And it's like, you can't even wrap your mind around what we actually are. You will never be able to because you're already so blocked off.
You're all so caught up on the swinger thing.
And you know what I think, too? It concerns me how much pressure people put on their lives for their life, their job, their kids, their husband, their crap, right? But they don't ever put any pressure on the important part of it. Mm-hmm. We are sexual beings.
Yeah.
We are. I don't care what anyone says. Oh, I don't have a sex drive. You do to a certain degree, some way, somehow.
Lies!
Who knows what it looks like, but it's in there, right? And so it's like it is in there. You need to feed it. You need to enjoy it. You need to encourage other people.
At least acknowledge it, right?
People, yeah.
You just acknowledge the fact that there could be something more than what you're used to or what you regularly do, right?
So, everything in life is positively impacted when you have a great sex life.
I agree.
Even if it's a selfless sex life.
I agree.
Even if it's just with yourself.
Yep.
Everything around it, your job will be better, your relationship with your kids and your neighbors and your boss. Everything gets better when you have a good, positive, healthy sex life.
But don't you think to have a good, positive, healthy sex life, you need to know you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and absolutely. It starts there.
So you don't know you. What you like.
You can't say, "Hey, I like this. Hey, I like that." That's what Sean always told me, man. Mm-hmm. When I first met you and we first had relations together, he's like, "I'd never met a girl like you. I never met a girl who didn't need me there to satisfy herself. Who really brought me to different levels that I hadn't even been to before."
Right.
But I know myself so well.
Well, most women don't act on knowing themselves so well, and that had been a first-time experience for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's through that I've learned more about me. I've learned more about her. She's learned more about her, more about me, and we've heard a lot about a bunch of other people.
Yeah. I'm like a unicorn.
You are the unicorn.
I am the unicorn.
Yes, exactly.
I should write a book. I have so many great stories.
Yeah, so.
What else we got? Any good topics coming up?
People are just talking about, one guy was very curious about the squirt, but he had to go on, and I think that
he wants to know if it's going to be taped.
And so he wants to come back and listen to that later. This guy wants to work on his English, so, and then we've got the beast in here who knows that we're a podcast. But basically, I want to give you an opportunity. I say we'll wrap up a little bit here and say, I'm going to put all your information in the podcast in here, but if you have one message for people, what, you know, kind of in a overall kind of a grand scheme, what do you think it is? What do you think that universally we could all, because I've also got another element I want to play and we're going to move into another thing, but you know, universally, what can we all kind of think about to become better for ourselves and better for the people around us? Ooh, that was big.
Well, I got to say that, you know, my epiphany happened years ago because I like to actually meditate in cemeteries. I like to go to cemeteries and meditate in cemeteries. Huh. It's a reminder of what's really important in life.
Right.
I mean, when you think your life is important and you think that your bills and your job and your kids and all the things you have to do is important, and then you're reminded that there's 8 billion people on this planet and we all have bills, mm-hmm. we all have jobs, we all have stressors, and nobody really cares.
Nobody.
And at the end of the day, whether we're on this earth for 50 years or 100 years, at the end of the day, the things that we think are important really aren't. And so when I go to the cemetery to meditate, it just helps me put in perspective what's really important. And the reason I do what I do, because there are people that frown upon what I do, and what I do is technically illegal, but it brings joy and it brings pleasure.
And growth,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And even as cliche as it sounds, you only live once, right?
Yeah.
YOLO, right?
Yep.
You only live once. And so many people are living for their neighbors, for their coworkers, for their kids, for everybody else, but they're not living for themselves because they're worried about perception. They're worried about how they'll be received and perceived. And I say, you know what? You only get this one life, and why are you not stepping into it fully? Because at the end of the day, I know I don't want to have regrets,
right?
And so, when I go to a funeral, for example, and when people get up to speak on your behalf and give their eulogies, people don't talk about how many degrees you held,
right?
The position you held at your job,
nope.
How big of a house, the gated community, the car you drove. They talk about your character,
right? And how you affected about, them.
They talk about he was the kind of guy you could call at 3 a.m. and he'd be there if you had a flat tire.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She had a smile that lit up the room when she walked into it. They had a hug that would just take all your cares away.
Yeah.
They don't talk about your compliments. They talk about your character.
Yep.
And furthermore, if you take that and extrapolate that one step further, when you go to a cemetery, all that's on those headstones are the names and the dates.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even talk about if you were an asshole or if you were a good person.
Right.
And it's the cemetery
father of three.
Is the great. If you're lucky, it says loving husband and father.
Right.
If you're lucky, but most headstones just have a name and dates, and that's it. And so one time, when my kids were younger, and they were like 9 and 11, they're in their 20s now. But I took them to a cemetery, and we get out of the car, and they said, "What are we doing here, Dad?" And I said, "Well, I want you to look around. I want you to take a look. I'm going to ask you, try to find who was the farmer. Who was the Nobel Peace Prize winner? Who was the scientist?
The
who was the teacher?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Who was the homeless person on the street?" And they said, how are we supposed to tell? They all look alike. And I said, exactly.
Yeah.
I said, so don't live your life depending on the grades you get, the degrees you get, the job you get. Live your life on your character. That's mm-hmm. your best life. If you can find, find happiness in your life.
Yes.
The pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
You find your happiness and what makes you happy. Then you go out and help other people find their happiness.
Yep.
Then you will have lived a successful life. And that's my goal every day, is that every night when I lie down to bed, is to know that somewhere, someone's life is better, more enriched because they met me,
because
I was in their life that day. And that's all I need to know, that to know that I've lived a fruitful life.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I encourage people to do is, if there are things, and I'm not just talking sexually speaking, just anything.
Right.
If it's not hurting other people, yep. why are you holding back?
Right.
Why are you not doing it?
Yes.
Why are you living for your church, for your neighbors, for everybody else around you and not you? Because this is your life.
Yeah,
nobody else's.
You're living for the perception
right.
of everybody else, how they perceive you, instead of actually yep. being happy in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
I give no fucks.
Yeah.
I live my life how I want.
Exactly. And if there's that one thing in your life that you want to do but you think you can't because it's too big or it's too small or people will make fun, then just start somewhere
right.
with it. Even if it's just the thought, like we read in the card the other day, I want to sing. Well, then just start singing at home.
Yep.
Just start doing it. Or I want to, you know what I mean? It doesn't
anything,
matter. Just
yeah.
just
this
start doing small little gestures yep. towards that thing
yep.
and living your best life. If we've learned anything from this silly pandemic, we don't have time to fuck around with, I wish I had.
Right.
So do stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what I was like. Everyone got puppies because that was going to make them feel more like they were contributing. Well, mm-hmm. now you're going to go back to work and you're going to have a sad ass puppy mm-hmm. at home. You know what I mean? And
right.
that's what I'm thinking about, all these sad puppies now.
Yeah.
Do something, though. Yeah. Do something. Now,
well,
give your
life.
Well,
you know what I hope this pandemic did was taught people that they don't need all that materialistic bullshit that they thought they needed to make themselves happy. Because you know what else has happened? They've been trapped at home with people they don't know. They've been trapped at home with people they've been married to for years and years, but absolutely know nothing about them. They're trapped at home in their space that they absolutely hate, but they don't know why they hate it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And some people have taken the opportunity to be like, wow, look around this. I don't like this place. What can I do to fix this place? Mm-hmm. What can I do to fix me? Mm-hmm. What can I do during this time? Some people have done that. Some people just live where they are until the misery picks back up, and then they go on miserably happy, because some people are miserably happy. And yeah. if you take that misery away, they don't know how to be happy any other way, because they've only been practicing misery the entire time. So I do hope that this pandemic helped people feel like, okay, I don't have to be miserable. I can make a choice. You know what? Maybe I don't need to work 96 hours a week. Because I've only been working 30 and everything's still going the same way. You know, I mean, that's it. It's like,
oh, yeah, the people working from home.
What is important to you and how much energy are you putting into it? Because when it's something important to you, it can take all of your energy,
mm-hmm.
which then can leave everything else that is important a shambles in your wake.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but you
suffering.
Can't, yeah, you can't go back and fix it right mm-hmm. away. It takes a long time to turn around and come back through and be like, okay, I'm sorry. And if those people aren't forgiving, your chance is lost,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's like, so during this time, I've encouraged everyone. You're stuck at home with your kids. And guess what? Now you found out you're raising assholes. You can fix it. You know, now you found out that maybe you don't like your spouse. You can fix it. But you have to start with you. Mm-hmm. You have to start with you. And this pandemic gave us that time.
Mm-hmm.
Gave us that time for people to self-reflect and to look back on themselves and be like, huh, what can I do differently?
Yeah.
How can I be happy?
Yeah.
I tell everybody that. Are you happy? How long are you going to live that way? How long are you going to live unhappy? Because I don't live that way. I never thought I'd have Sean. I never thought I would meet Sean. I never thought I would have a partner in life, because the way I view life is so different than everybody else, that I never thought I would have anyone that would meet me there and would appreciate it the same way I do. And then when I met Sean, it was just like, oh my God. But never have I ever come across another person like him, you know? And then we see all these other people that are choosing misery because they think it's the better mm-hmm. option. Well, it's my money, mm-hmm. it's my car, it's my house, it's my, but you know what? If you're happy, you can still have all those things. If you're happy in your life, if you're happy in your relationship, if you're happy in your space, you can, those things still come. But that's what they don't, they got the order of things all backwards. They got to get the materialistic things and then I'll be happy.
That doesn't work.
No, you got to be happy. Mm-hmm. And then the materialistic things you get are also going to be happy. Right. You know, instead of the stress, instead of all the stress, man, all the stress. No way. But I say all that and I say sex is the underlying current of all of it.
It really is. Yeah. Again, happy I'm sex life,
absolutely.
Happy life. So if you're not
with someone, fulfilled, without someone, if you're happy in your sex and you know yourself, mm-hmm. you're going to be happy.
Everything else is better when you have a good sex life.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. And like my daughter, and I'm just going to say this because I have told my daughter this since she was little on, you need to know what makes you happy. You need mm-hmm. to know how to please yourself. You need to know what you like, because when you meet somebody, if you can't tell them, how are they going to mm-hmm. know? They mm-hmm. can't make you happy if you don't even know what makes you happy. Mm-hmm. Me, this is me. Poof, slap your hand. Nope, don't ever do that again. Do it like this. You know what I mean? Because it's like time is fleeting. You know, let's have as much enjoyment as we can. Yep. We can have misery all day long, man. We can freaking pick it up off the ground. You can find it everywhere. Happiness mm-hmm. is the hard one. Mm-hmm. Happiness is what you're chasing always. Healthy. Healthy happiness.
Yep. Woo! Preach it!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, on that note, watch this. You're going to love this.
Here we go. Yeah, I got this.
What is Mary Poppins saying on there? Yep, has to start with you. That is exactly right.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today.
I see what's happening here.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
People are picking up on Mary Poppins. Woo! In the chat room.
That is exactly right. I'm happy Mary Poppins is getting some dates in there. It is Happy Thoughts Thursday, everybody. We just want to remind you, I think you can listen to everything we've talked about, and it's all boiled down to be happy.
Happy, happy, right? Happy.
So have some happy thoughts. Be intentional today to find something happy in your life and be happy about it.
Do something nice for somebody.
I
feel like when I do nice things for people, it makes me happy.
Yeah,
when exactly. I know I've made somebody else feel good. Makes me happy.
Exactly. Yeah, do something nice mm-hmm. for someone else. Mm-hmm. It could be as simple as me. I'm happy I'm not as sunburned as I thought I was yesterday. Because when I went to bed last night, I thought I was in trouble. But today, I think I'm going to be okay.
And you're happy about that.
And I'm so happy about that.
Yeah, why don't you tell them where you're sunburned at?
I sunburned mm-hmm. myself completely naked. So I'm happy it's not as bad as I thought. And that, my friends, is my happy thought. Woo! Ring a bell.
That's right. Yeah, ring a bell for Shayna.
Yes, I'm glad that you're here. That also is making me happy.
That's what I was going to say. I'm happy that Vernon's back with us. I'm happy that you're our first guest back in studio.
Oh, thank you.
After this whole thing.
Oh, really? I'm your first guest back?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, you are.
Absolutely. Yeah, we saved it for a good one.
Thank you. Thank you. Sex talk is always good talk.
It is. You know what? It's the only talk.
It's the best talk.
It is.
But you just can't talk about it enough.
It's on all of our minds. Everybody mm-hmm. thinks about it. We just don't talk about it.
All day long.
Yeah.
I'll show you my phone. You see how much people are thinking about it.
We're just the type that we talk about what other people are thinking about.
Absolutely. No. Yeah. Like I said earlier, give no fucks.
Give no
I'll
fucks.
Talk about yeah. it. If you feel uncomfortable, no, well, no, no. just
or give lots of fucks.
Just plug that up. If you give more, you'll just be happier.
You have a happy thought you want to share with us today?
I think I've already said it all.
I think,
I think so too. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out. I'm going to play this. We usually go out on songs and say goodbye and all that. I'm going to go out on your song today. Okay. This is going to be your song for today, because today we have with us the Tantric Cowboy. Can't thank you enough for coming. Coming back to the podcast. I always learn stuff. I have tons more questions, but I think I'm going to leave those for off the air.
Always an honor to be here with you guys.
Because there are a lot of things that I think Shane and I could learn from you, and maybe there's things that we're already doing that we didn't even know.
Yeah. Right.
Right. You know what I mean? But those are, I think, a little bit more intimate level. But if you like what you're hearing and you want to be a part of this podcast, all you have to do is email us.
EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com. You can join the nation on Facebook, Swallow Nation. It's closed totally dirty group where we share lots of funny stuff. So you can join in there. You can also follow us. Follow us on Facebook, Shayna Swallow, Sean Swallow, Everything Swallow.
Amen to that. Yeah. And we're going to make sure that we have everything. You can find Vern on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I travel, so I come to clients. I travel all over the world, actually, to see clients.
Yeah.
So I use Denver as a home base. I call it my base camp. But I don't have a permanent home here anymore.
Yeah.
I just kind of travel full time.
Absolutely.
So I'll go anywhere somebody needs me. Wave that bat signal, and I'll be there.
That's right.
And you can be found on Facebook.
Facebook is the best way. I've got a website, okay. healingartsbyvernon.com. Facebook has actually turned out to be my best way. My okay. Facebook business page, healingartsbyvernon.com. Best ways to get a hold of me. Text, perfect. Message.
And just reach out to you if you have any questions, right? You've got the one-hour consultation that you provide for people.
Yeah, if you've never worked with me, one-hour free consultation to see if we're a good fit. See
yeah.
if I can help you.
And it's not just, you're not just about going and getting people off.
No.
You're about getting people help. And helping people working through their
truly improving their lives. That's the sacred part.
Yeah.
There's sex and then there's sacred sex. And
right.
Everything yes. to me is special and sacred.
Me too.
And so it's about healing and teaching and not just about entertainment and fun.
Not jollies.
All of that too. Right. It's not
right?
just yeah. the jollies.
No.
It's really, really using sex as something that can improve your lifestyle, improve your life, help you heal, especially in next relationships.
You teach people how to use sex the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a weapon.
No, mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah. And in the yeah. right way. Because it is such an intimate, sacred connection between two people.
Mm-hmm.
It should be felt no other way.
That's right.
And we've tainted it. We've made it feel other ways than that.
You know, the Indian word for vulva or pussy is yoni.
Yeah.
And in my business, that's what we say is yoni. And so a lot of what I do is a yoni massage.
Yeah.
We say yoni, but yoni translated means your sacred space.
Yeah.
And when you start thinking about your sacred space, as wow, I never thought of it that way. You'll start thinking about who you let inside your
right.
sacred space.
Right.
You start thinking about, wow, that is really fucking amazing.
Yep.
When you think about it in
yep.
that way. So sacred.
Just don't let anyone
yeah,
in there.
You don't. Yeah.
You know,
there's a lot more too when you let a person, another human being inside of you.
Well, if you think about
a
sacred
yeah.
spaces mm-hmm. on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gated and they're guarded and they're protected.
Absolutely.
And they don't allow everyone in.
Yeah.
You can only be, if you're trusted, you can come in. If yes. not, you have to stay out.
Exactly.
That's how we should all treat ourselves, right?
Perfectly
yep.
said.
Yeah,
keep
I love
sacred.
It. Keep
mm-hmm.
it sacred.
Wonderful.
Keep it sacred and juicy.
Keep it sacred. yeah. Keep it sacred. Keep it safe.
I love it.
All right, thank you so much. Say goodbye.
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 Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
Hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.